you reach that age, your arms shrink. Pretty soon you just got little things here and you... Oh.
Wisconsin Governor and President-elect Scott Free Walker. Says he is prepared to take away collective bargaining rights from ISIS. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, that's Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we continue the hunt for Michael's longest listener, plus all the news that isn't in the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who went to CPAC thinking it was the CPA convention, it's Michael Feldman. Yeah.
And I said, these are not accountants. Okay.
Let's see. You know, Governor Walker was given a tumultuous welcome at the conservative CPAC conference, usually reserved for what at first appears to be a police officer, who then begins stripping to a bump and grind. So, I mean, that kind of response, that's pretty special. Chris Christie, meanwhile, made a miscalculation doing the Oliver Hardy fedora thing, you know, do the hat on your head like this thing, to Rand Paul's Laurel. It was cute. After a few more stemwinder speeches, including Ted Cruz proving how conservative he is by stopping all bodily functions under an airless bell jar for 37 minutes. No functions whatsoever. The conference then took a recreational break for croquet with flamingo mallets. That's all the latest from CPAC. All right, anyhow. Another news that isn't following is handwritten note to fans apologizing for everything. A-Rod began working on the backlog of thank you notes going back to his confirmation. Hopes to be done by opening day. We'll see. Some doubters said that his note was obviously written by a female, if you saw the note. But A-Rod has always dotted his I's with hearts. Except for a short period as a waitress when he used smiley faces. Apple hints the Apple Watch will be able to open the seventh seal of the apocalypse. So that's a must-have, I'm thinking. Republicans offer to replace Homeland Security with Home Security, featuring SpyPoint Camel Cam trail cameras at intervals in cutouts of Navy SEALs. Madonna goes down at British Music Awards, British Music Awards, when her thong gets caught in her walker. Not Scott. No, I don't. She was given a good thong lashing. Got up, though, singing like a 60-year-old virgin. In a much-needed victory for President Obama, Washington, D.C. makes marijuana legal. Good. Well, I don't know. Was that for Obama or marijuana or just because you're high? That's okay. Showing new defiance to advocates of the Keystone Pipeline and possibly because he was high, President Obama inserts himself physically into the pipeline in Ontario, makes it as far as North Dakota, where he is siphoned off. So that's reexamination of the Warren Commission photograph shows that Bill O'Reilly was not on the grassy knoll in Dallas on that day in November. The Rams, Raiders, Chargers, Packers, Bears, Patriots, Seahawks, 49ers, Cowboys, Steelers, Ravens, Panthers, Lions, Colts, and Vikings have signed up to play in the proposed NFL quality stadium in Inglewood, California. So, okay, no one, everyone's looking at me, and you're making me very nervous. Look at each other for a minute. Subject to working out the schedules, of course, it's a little tough, and repainting the end zones is going to be a nightmare. Must be quite a stadium, though. Okay, so. Anyhow, the judge reinstates Adrian Peterson. Wife takes a wait-and-see attitude. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. And now you see they're building this stadium in Englewood.
And my point is just this, that there's already like three teams who are not from there who are planning on playing in that stadium. So I thought, why not just say like all the teams want to play there? You know, wouldn't that be hilarious? Okay. Okay. A slight miscalculation. We'll take it out of the edit. I'll never hear that one. We'll just do Scott Walker jokes from now on. They're so easy. I don't know. How many of you actually minded being compared to ISIS? By your governor. Anyone mind? You objected? Just two people here. Okay. What's the source of your objections to that?
I'm a state employee.
You're a state employee.
I used to be represented.
Okay. You're a state employee. Do you have any connection to ISIS or to world terrorism? Any?
I didn't know I did, but I guess I do.
Yeah. Other than working for the state, I mean? Okay. Okay. Well, here's a little something that's a little bit different. I don't know. You tell me. We'll see. We got this thing, the longest listener contest going on. People who listen, you know, for the longest. And we're opening it up now to make it also the shortest listener contest. people who listen just, you know, for the first time and may listen again, may not. You know, that moment you have. And so, you know. And it could be as long. But I've been having people coming up to me and saying, you know, I came to your show 25 years ago. And then they don't say it, you know, and I came again. They never came again. You know, they came 25 years ago and thought it was all right. Never came again. So I thought, well, some of those people probably didn't even know that they've been listening for that long, 25 years ago. So what I did was I went to the show, actually 25 years ago, the show, which would have been on March the 3rd, 1990, the audience that came on that day. So, and one of them could be the winner of our contest. I'm saying if they had been listening since then, and perhaps they had forgotten that actually they were here. So there's a little clip here. This is an audience interaction. This is me in the audience, March 3rd, 1990, 25 years ago.
We should give equal time here now. I noticed we had some Dan Quayle supporters here, and they left, actually. They're gone.
Dan Quayle.
Do you want to get some equal time here on his behalf?
I think I'm outnumbered in this audience, so...
No, we respect your opinion, don't we? What's your name, sir?
Walt Dowska.
Walt, you know you're wearing your hat on your knee. just to give you an idea of the source here.
Dan Quayle supporter would do something like that.
What do you like about Dan Quayle?
Well, I think Dan is maturing. I agree he has made some blunders, but...
He's getting older. Is that maturing?
He's maturing. That is excellent.
I'm getting older. You're getting older.
Yes, you're right on that, too.
but that's not the same thing as maturing, necessarily.
I think he is trying to understand history, and once he gets a better grasp of history, he'll do okay.
Isn't it a little late, though, is what we're wondering? I mean, some of these basic things, you know?
Well, George is healthy.
Yeah, okay, that's important. Good. Are these the Burgermeisters? Which one's Rick?
Hi,
Rick, how are you?
Fine.
Now, you're from Charleston, West Virginia.
That's right, yeah.
Nice to have you here. Rick, what do you do there in Charleston?
I'm a district manager for a machinery company.
Is that a good job? It sounds like a good job.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And, a lot of people under you?
A few people, yeah.
What kind of a boss are you, Rick?
A good one, great one, yeah. Great one.
Do you write memos at all? Or?
Certainly, yeah.
You ever write any nasty memos? Or?
Occasionally, sure.
And you're here visiting?
My mother-in-law, Irene McCann.
Yeah. Is Irene down here? Irene, how are you? Nice to see you.
Fine. Hi, Mary and Gregory. Charleston.
We can't do that, Irene. See, that's a personal communication. Who are Mary and Gregory?
My daughter and grandson.
In Charleston? Can you pick up the phone sometime, maybe, and dial them? Is that...
We did that last night for about an hour.
It's kind of redundant then, isn't it? I mean, and I don't interrupt your phone conversations when you're talking to them. Now, what is this? Why does my mother-in-law's well run dry every time I visit? Is this metaphorical or what?
I don't know. I think she turns it off. I think she turns the pump off when I come.
You mean the pump is down?
Entirely out of water when Rick came.
Is that right? So what are you doing out there for water?
I had to go buy some. Yeah. Go to McDonald's.
Well, you had to haul it in, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
You live in the country, and just Mother Nature's way of telling us there's no, we have to dig deeper for water.
Yeah, because the drought probably lowered the water table.
Right.
But why would there be a drought every time Rick comes is the question.
Probably because, I can't figure that one out yet.
So if you're getting by, you just...
Right. I handed him a kettle of hot water this morning and asked him if he had ever used this before. And he said, yeah, when we go to camp. And I said, well, then go to camp on the second floor where my bathroom is and use it.
So you're camping on the second floor.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he lighting fires up there, do you know, or anything?
I don't think so.
Nice to see all the Burgermeisters here. And I have your name tag stuck on my foot. So that's... So I'll think of you for a long time to come. All right, fine. We're doing great here. We're having a great time, and you're not having a great time, are you?
No.
He's in shock. Little boy, terrible. Little boy went into shock when I approached him with a microphone. That happens. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
Oh,
I'm in graduate school now.
Oh, what is your dissertation? Have you figured that out yet?
Yeah, but it wouldn't mean probably too much to you.
Try me.
I'm writing on Mikhail Lermontov.
Oh, yeah.
Gesundheit. Which I have a roll of toilet paper here if you want to blow your nose. That, who is it?
He's a 19th century Russian poet.
What might I know?
Nothing.
How did you happen to pick something like that? That's kind of interesting.
Well, because I read some of them. I liked it. It's good.
You liked it, but you want to build your life around the fact that you liked a couple of poems? It seems like quite a leap of faith.
Well, I wouldn't mind making a living reading poetry and writing about it for the rest of my life, so you know, it seemed to be the good thing to do.
Can you give us an example of his poetry?
In English?
No, in Russian's fine. It wouldn't rhyme in English, right?
Well, no.
Oh, it's poetry, ain't it? Well, forgive me, it rhymes, it's poetry. It don't rhyme, it's blank verse or something. I don't know. I taught it, I didn't study it, I didn't...
You really want this?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it, yes.
Okay. Выхожу один я на дорогу, сквозь туман кривнистый путь...
What's this called?
This is Выхожу один я на дорогу.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Сквозь туман кремнистый путь блестит, ночь тиха, пустыня внемлет Богу, и звезда звездою говорит. That's the first stanza, the first...
It's a twist on it. I like that.
Yeah.
There's a little irony.
What?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm liking it much.
Do you want more?
The next verse.
Goodness, I'm trying to... I can't remember the next verse.
Wasn't that very lovely? and roughly, to paraphrase in English, what's he talking about?
It translates as, I step out onto the road alone, and the cobblestone path shines before me. The night is quiet. The empty land heeds God, and a star with another star is speaking.
See, if that rhymed, that would be poetry. Very.
In the 20th century, that's free verse.
Yeah, okay, it's free verse. I knew there was a word for it. Jim, we have something for this performance.
Oh, absolutely. For all poets, a case of Leinenkugel beer from the Leinenkugel Brewing. Chick-fil-A call.
What is your name, man?
Andrew Swenson.
Andrew, nice to meet you. Very nice job. Hi, Sarah. How are you? What have you got? What are you clutching there?
Bear.
It's a bear. Does it have a name?
Snuffles.
Snuffles. Well, I could be Snuffles today, because I'm snuffling. Have you had a cold yet this winter?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you take for it?
I don't know.
A lot of liquids and you stay warm? That doesn't work, though. See, nothing works is the problem. Did you just lose a tooth or what? Yeah?
Yeah.
When did you lose it?
Last week.
Last week, huh? And how much would you get for it? Did you put it under your pillow?
A pack of gum and a dollar and a quarter.
Dollar and a quarter. Do you know what that whole mouth is worth? You're worth a lot of money there. Those teeth are money in the bank to you. Do you ever think of just pulling all the rest of them and leave? I used to get 10 cents, 25 cents. That's amazing. What are you going to do with the money?
Save it.
You're going to save it, okay, and buy some new teeth, perhaps. And Sarah, did you have a question you wanted to ask me? I noticed there's a question here about my marital status.
Are you married?
Yes, I am married, but my wife is not. Or at least it hasn't dawned on her yet. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Nice talking with you, Sarah. Oh, you want to say hi to your teacher? That's fine.
Hi.
Good. That'll go a long way. That'll go a long way. That's Sarah Cornett.
So my point is, any of those people now qualify for the longest listener contest, simply by virtue of still listening. But anything short of that will work, too. So it was pretty cute, though. I especially like a little girl with a tooth. Although the Russian poetry is not bad. Let's do more of that. So if you want to check out this contest, there are details. And how can they learn about it? And we'll fly you here from wherever you are now, unless it's the next world. Okay, so we can't do anything with that. But.
If they just go to notmuch.com, they'll find information about the challenge there.
Yeah. And if you're a pretty long listener, we're not going to be nitpicking over this, for quite a while. And if it's been significant to you, significant experience in your life, what do you know? The significance of it is what's important. And for something insignificant, it's pretty hard to do. But I know you can fake it. So, notmuch.com, check it out there. And you can do it with a video. You can do it, you can write something.
Oh, videos would be good.
Yeah, videos are good.
Yeah.
You can do an MP3, just an audio thing. You want to do that. Anything you want to do, fine. You can do it in pictures, hieroglyphs, anything you got. John, you were on there too, but I cut that out, that part.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Snuffles. What was the bear's name?
Snuffles.
Snuffles.
Yeah.
I remember Snuffles. That's the only thing I remember.
You remember Snuffles?
It's the only thing I remember about that clip.
Yeah, isn't that sweet? You remember Snuffles. That's good. You and Jeff were talking about what you do the rest of the week.
We were?
Jeff Eccles, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that question, much. I don't get it so much anymore because people don't really care what I do. They always say, what do you do the rest of the week, And they ask you guys the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a stock answer for that?
I would say, I would look and get a really angry look in my face and go, what's your problem?
Really?
No.
That's a bad approach.
I'm joking. No, I was like you. I would explain.
You said you worked at a mortuary or something.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was probably.
That was the early.
I think it was probably pulling their leg.
Yeah.
I never worked at a mortuary.
Okay. All right. So then, anyhow,
how
about some music here now?
Okay.
I could do 30 years of you playing the piano.
Oh, jeez. No.
Yeah. And how it's developed over the years.
Yeah. Maybe if we could cut out the first 25.
Did you have a breakthrough at a certain point in your playing? Did you think that you
I don't know. You just keep at it.
And transcended?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
You get better.
You are a master now. I think you're a master.
I wouldn't say that.
I used to call you ham-fisted, but.
No, I don't think you. Hardly you, even were, cutlets. You weren't the one who said
They're
that.
Hardly somebody, even cutlets now, John.
Somebody wrote in saying that. They were probably. It was
oh, yeah.
True
I must have
time.
Picked up on that.
So.
Okay. Not true. And you had actually written one of the songs on the show that day, so you've been writing
really?
This whole time.
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah. And have any of these songs actually been published and protected under the law?
Once, this is really boring, but once I play them on the show, they're considered published. Well, that's how I feel about it, too. You ever try to look into the
what was I saying?
Intellectual property laws and stuff? It's really.
So you don't have to publish them? But shouldn't you at least name them? Because I noticed that 9 out of 10 of your songs have no names.
I know. I usually name them later.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Later one, later,
later
two,
one, later,
later
two.
Later Hosen.
Way later.
Yeah, way later. Better later than never.
Yeah. So, I could do an original one right now that's untitled.
Well, wouldn't that be interesting? Or would it? They're so nice. Look how nice. Really, treat anything.
So I've been working on this the last couple of weeks. So
yeah, it took 2 weeks.
Two or three weeks. Yeah.
What took so long? Well, I thought that a song comes to you, you get the melody.
Well, see, as I've gotten older, I realized that you get an idea and it comes to you, and then I used to just let it rip, there it is. But if you work on it a little bit, change it around, let it kind of, ferment.
Ferment.
Yeah.
And then crystallize?
No, you don't want it to crystallize.
No.
Just ferment. Kind of like kimchi,
Ah.
That's a good title.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good title.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's Thank What you. Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI. Oh, that's Public Radio International. Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, good. Your story's done. Yeah, oh, more cards? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Let's see if this is worth it. Is it black and blue?
Oh, no.
Or ISIS and gold? What does that mean? I have no idea. Will you be attending the Wisconsin-Michigan State, what is it?
Game tomorrow.
No. You got tickets? I'll go. You got tickets? Really? For me or just for you? Work something out. Try and work something out. That never happens, does it? Did you ever have a situation where someone said they try and work something out and something worked out? I don't think I've ever had that happen. Have you? Seriously?
I don't think I have either.
Have you ever said, use that phrase, I'll try and work something out?
Yes, but I meant it each time I used it.
Did you? Really, it's an excuse saying, I can't really help you, you know, how hard these tickets are to get, you know. And you don't want to say that and be honest about it.
Well, no, but you don't want to hurt their feelings either.
No, of course not. Last thing in the world I want to do is hurt anybody's feelings, especially mine, you know. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. And you are?
Mary Farrell Steve.
Mary Farrell, is there a hyphen in there?
There is a hyphen in there,
yes. Between the Farrell and the Steve?
Yes, between
the... Is it Farrell, F-E-R-A-L?
No, it's F-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Farrell, like Farrell.
Right.
And Steve is like Steve?
That's right, yeah, it is.
And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you here are you from here, or are you visiting here?
I'm from Portage.
So you're not from here?
No, I'm not from here.
How did you get here from Portage? It's a long portage, isn't it?
No, I drove today because the river is frozen.
She's froze over, so the boat's not running.
Right, that's right.
Are they still running the boat there?
No, they're not.
They don't have the ferry anymore there?
That's at Merrimack.
Merrimack is what I meant to say. That's why they call it the Portage Ferry. So, and what do you do in life as we know it?
I'm a volunteer coordinator for Divine Savior Hospital.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
And Divine Savior is?
In Portage.
Okay, well, wonderful. And is it hard to get volunteers or not?
In the winter it's a little hard, but no, it's not really.
Yeah. And what do you do for kicks?
Listen.
Harder to find than they used to be?
I listen to What Do You Know.
That's it? Well, that's a little bit sad. I mean, do you dance? Do you paint a little bit? Or?
I like to cross-country ski in the winter, yeah. And in the summer,
just
I like...
in the winter, though?
Yeah, but...
so much easier in the summer.
But in Wisconsin...
those people walk around with ski poles all the time. Are they actually skiers, or are they just eccentric? Do you know what I mean? The people you see walking around in the good weather, when we have it, with ski poles, and they're... what is that?
Well, I think they're just so used to carrying them that in those few short weeks that we have summer, they just don't put them away.
Excellent answer. What does she win for that answer?
How about the CD Wild Woods and Waters by the Blue Canvas Orchestra from Big Top Chautauqua?
What is it?
A CD, Wild Woods and Waters.
Would you like a CD called Wild Woods and Waters?
Orchestra?
Yes, I'd love that. Thank you.
Or would you like a bottle of wine?
Well, could I have a bottle of wine with my CD?
You don't ask for
I think she can have a bottle of
I'll
wine.
I'll see what I can do about that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Give her a bottle of
delightful
wine.
Delightful wines from the Wollersheim Winery right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Okay, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here. Okay, we got Linda Warren is here from Milwaukee, and it's a girls' night out. Starting early, I guess. Just where are the girls? And they're way in back there. God, okay, I guess I can get back there. Why are you sitting back in the darkness? I didn't hear the answer, but I'd like to. Oh, way in the farthest back reaches of... this is no way to start a girls' night out. You got to make a spectacle of yourself. What's the matter?
I'm curling in my fetal position, so you don't...
Oh, yeah, I thought you were holding your head from the start of this escapade you're on.
Well, yes, that's true, too.
Did you have a big kickoff last night?
Yes. Yes, we did. And yeah. I can't...
there how did go. That work?
Focus. It didn't. And actually, you know, I'm just the chauffeur. I'm here chauffeuring my senior...
the designated driver?
Yes. I'm the designated driver.
Well, don't you get to have any fun along the way?
I don't.
Yeah. Is it fun watching them get...
it is fun. I do enjoy going out with seniors.
Okay, that's it. And
true. Yes. It's true. She's our chaperone today.
The senior part true as well?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay, and your name is?
Amy.
Amy, and you're?
Linda.
Linda
and? Anne.
And what happened last night? Do you remember?
Yes. Well, we trained dogs, so we were training dogs last night.
You were training dogs on a girls' night out?
It just...
is that as wild as it gets?
We go out to eat.
Today is the girls' day out, but, you know, okay. Linda, being a senior, had a senior moment when she wrote her card.
Oh. All right. So when does it start getting really wild?
Right now, I guess.
This is it?
This is it.
Can you help us out in here? I mean, is this an annual event?
No, it's a monthly event.
Monthly event, okay. And do you always train dogs on your night out?
No, not always. No. Every once in a while.
Yeah. Other animals or?
No, just dogs.
I don't know where to take this, to tell you the truth. I always have something to say, and I don't know. I mean, don't you actually go out and start carousing at a certain point?
No, we're too old for that now.
It demands it at a certain age, I find. You know, you really deserve to carouse.
We don't carouse.
You don't carouse?
No.
Normally, our girls' night out is quite wild. But it tends
to... when does those end?
They haven't. They're still ongoing, yeah. But they don't remember them because of the carousing.
So you've blacked out during every girls' night out, and you have no idea that they have occurred.
Well, some of them I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Some you do.
Yes.
Let's talk about one of those.
Okay.
How crazy do those get?
We drink a little wine.
Okay, it sounds like a great night. Drink wine and train dogs, ladies and gentlemen. You want to do a girls' night out? Thank you all, and we can give you a little wine or something, I suppose.
Oh, yes, we'd like wine, please.
You can't have any.
Not till I get back to Milwaukee.
Get back to Milwaukee, is that okay with you?
That's just fine.
And these dogs, where are they now during the rest of this trip?
They're at home.
So these are your dogs?
Yes, they are.
Do you drink while you're training the dogs?
No.
Those commands could get a little weird. What?
Training is so much better when you're drinking. Everything goes better. You know, the dogs perform better, we perform better.
Okay. Or you think they do, and you think you do. Anyhow, I guess we've got to give more wine is what I'm thinking here.
Okay.
Bitsy.
How about a bottle each of Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé from the Wollersheim Winery?
Yeah. Okay. All right. And yours is the only one you get back. Thank you all. That is the least wild girls' night out I've ever heard in my life. I'm a little bit disappointed, but I think it sounds like probably is fun. We just don't want to talk about it. Let's see. Are you excited to be a grandparent?
Oh, that sounds like a leading question.
I'm very excited. In fact, I am. I'd be very excited to know that I am one, but to my knowledge, I am not. Lori, where is Lori? Sturgeon Bay? Did you hear that I was, or do you have any knowledge? Do you know either of my daughters or anyone else who might have made me a grandparent? I mean, where is this coming from, Lori, this question?
Just proud to be a grandparent.
You're proud to be a grandparent?
Yeah.
All right. But did you hear that I was proud to be a grandparent? Or that I, in fact, was a grandparent? Well, hang on a second. Stand up here a second. I'm making an effort to talk to you. Now stand up. Stand up, Lori. Get on your feet, Lori. You're a teacher, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. In Sturgeon Bay.
Sturgeon Bay.
Very nice. So were you just a grandparent?
3 years ago.
And you assumed everyone else was as a result?
Yes, of course.
Like it was an epidemic or something?
The thing
like
to do.
Like it's contagious?
It's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many do you have now?
Just one. I'm ready for another one.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it up to you? How much influence do you have on all of it?
None.
Yeah. And this is, the one that you have is?
3 years old.
3 years old, and does it have a name?
Gwendolyn Rose Price.
Isn't that a beautiful name?
She came to see you.
Gwendolyn Rose was here?
She came to see you last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So she's
she
not
could be my longest listener. You know, per capita, or, you know, prorated over time.
I think she's more on the shortest, because she left a couple times in the middle, because she was noisy.
You don't have to leave my show because you're noisy.
Oh. She didn't know that. Her mom didn't know that.
No. We encourage noise.
Okay, so are you a grandparent?
No, I'm not. Will you stop saying that? That makes me very nervous.
No, it's you should have had those first. Don't start with kids.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't know, but it's really fun. You can spoil them. You can do everything.
Yeah. How do you have them first? Get a grandmother pregnant or something.
Please, no.
What?
I did not give you that advice.
No, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how you would... I mean, I see what you mean. And I'm ready for something now, because this dog thing is getting old, and I'm going to have a dog, and I get another dog, and so forth. But I don't want to press the girls into anything.
No.
That they're...
No, but it just happens. With wine.
Well, it looks like we got another bottle of wine here. She's begging for a bottle of wine. No, you don't need the wine. No, they do.
Yes, they need a bottle of wine.
Okay. Send them a bottle of Prairie Fumé or something.
Okay.
Nice to meet you, Lori.
Nice to meet you, too.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Sorry to humiliate and embarrass you. But imagine how I felt hearing that I was a grandparent. I don't know. Are you a grandparent?
I am a grandparent.
You like it?
Some years.
So that means some of the grandkids are better than others, or what?
Well, they're just one, but, you know, she's a teenager, so...
Oh. They do grow up and they become like people.
Well, not yet.
That's the thing with kids. You have kids and suddenly they're a people, you know? I love having kids, but having people is not so much fun. Because, you know, they don't say any cute things. And, you know,
right, I know.
They don't need you.
No. Or want you.
Or want you around, you know, that sort of thing. Okay, well, all right. Thank you for a little balance in that whole thing. Anyone else want to add to this discussion of grandparenting? Being an uncle is really the way to go, I think. I think I'd make a great uncle.
You're a great uncle?
No, I'm not a great uncle. You look like you'd be a great uncle. Are you an uncle?
I am an uncle.
Yeah.
You would be a great uncle.
I'd be a good uncle. I wouldn't do anything with them. You know, like some uncles take you fishing or something, or boat. I don't fish. I don't boat or anything like that, but...
You would be better than Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck?
Uncle Buck. Remember the movie Uncle Buck?
Oh, Uncle Buck, yeah.
Yeah, you would be better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're kind of an Uncle Buck.
Oh, I could never be as good as you as an Uncle Buck.
No, don't. Come on. Let's not be comparative.
Okay. I am an Uncle Buck.
You are?
Yeah.
What do you do with your little nephews?
Well, you like to take them, you know, and sort of use things with matches, and then, you know.
Fireworks and matches.
You start them with, like, a half an ounce of alcohol. You know, you can build up tolerance. And...
All right, I'll talk to you later. Well, you know, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, because this is a quiz show, ostensibly. Are you doing your nails? Come here. Let's see them. Very lovely, but do you have to do your nails here? It's a little distracting.
It's just, I'm sorry to distract you. It's relaxing for me.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. So you're down, that's what color would you call that?
Pearly pink.
Pearly pink, that's what I would call it too, exactly. And it's very evenly distributed. And do you melt them on there like some people do?
No, it's shellac. I have it done professionally.
You're professionally shellacked. I love that. I love that. Okay. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. It's a general knowledge quiz, not trivia. And so before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. And in order to do that, we have to find whoever... Yes, dear, you have to come over here. I'll meet you here. These are the venerable four disclaimers who can and cannot participate by law. And you are?
Maya Hillicus.
Maya, how are you? I'll give this to you and get out of your way. Yes, do it in your native language.
Right.
In her native language.
Nummer et. Alle spørgsmål, der anvendes på What Do You Know, er blevet omhyggeligt undersøgt, selvom svarene ikke har. Tvetydige, misvisende eller dårligt formulerede spørgsmål må forventes. De lyttere, som insisterer på at kende sandheden, bør få deres eget show. Nummer 2. Gud skal tak og lov, Madonna havde sit Life Alert armbånd på. Nummer 3. Ansatte hos International House of Radio eller dets radio eller dets radiostationer er heldige overhovedet at have et job. NC holder telefonlinjerne optaget for at prøve at komme til at deltage i quizzen. Lyttere, som for nyligt har vundet, bliver siddet på deres hænder og lader nogle andre få lov til at spille for en gangs skyld. Nummer 4. Alle holdninger udtrykt på What Do You Know er velbegrundede og indsigtsfulde. Disse holdninger er naturligvis ikke International House of Radios, dets radiostationers eller lakajers holdninger. Hvis nogen påstår noget andet, er de ude på at komme op og slås.
Wow! That was the best, Maya. We're going to do it that way every week now. And we were listening. What language was that?
Danish.
It was in Danish. That was so beautiful. That we're converting to Danish now. We're going all Danish, 24/7, all the time, and very nice, very nice. And are you here visiting, or are you live here
now?
Yeah,
I live in the States. Yeah, in Wisconsin.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Maya, ladies and gentlemen. In Danish or in English, who would like to play the What Do You Know quiz? A chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous and having some sort of educational background. That's all you need. All those years you went to school to no avail, finally, it pays off. For this gentleman right here, yes, sir, come on here. Since you're the only one who volunteered, how are you?
Doing well.
Yeah. Good to see you. A nice shirt. I like this very much.
I do.
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
I like what?
Do you like the shirt?
I like the show.
You like the shirt?
And the show.
Oh, I like the shirt. I bet the shirt more than the show. Yeah. And you are?
Rob Fisher.
Rob Fisher. Okay. And you're from here, Rob?
Yeah, I just moved to Madison about 6 weeks ago.
You did? From where?
From Southern Missouri. From Branson area.
From Branson. We did shows down that area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me one good reason, Rob, you should play this quiz.
I am full of useless knowledge.
Full of useless knowledge. Come on, Rob Fisher. Sit next to the emu. So what brought you from your parts to our parts here, Rob?
A job.
Yeah.
I'm an intern at a church here in Madison.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know churches had interns. You're like a...
Yeah, it's very lucrative.
Junior priest kind of thing? Little minister?
Well, it's a Baptist church, so we don't have priests. Okay. But we'll just be here for a year kind of learning ministry. And
oh, you learned ministry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah.
In a sense?
Well, I mean, I guess some of it's natural, but there's always a lot to learn.
And is that what you were doing down in Missouri as well?
Well, my wife and I graduated from College of the Ozarks in May. We worked for 6 months. We got married New Year's Eve and moved up here for the weather. And
there's an act of faith.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good start, I think.
Yeah. So she's a nurse.
Yeah.
So she's my sugar mama.
Uh-huh. But ministry is what you always were planning on going into?
It's kind of been a journey, but I found myself there many times. So
did you switch from some other field? And
well, I studied the lucrative field of sociology in my undergrad.
Yeah.
So to, you know, stay lucrative, I decided to go into the ministry as well. So
it seems like a logical outcome, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And then so, so now you're doing this thing, an internship, and then are you going to be living up here? Or?
For a year at least. Yeah. I'll probably go on to seminary afterwards.
Oh, seminary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Does that work okay as far as a family life and all? Do you have to actually, when you go to a seminary, don't you have to live there with a bunch of guys or something?
Well, no, I mean, there's a lot of married students, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are.
Okay.
My wife will come with me. Shouldn't
you look at this beforehand? No, I mean,
I'm pretty certain about this.
So, honey, you've got to live with a bunch of guys now for about 3 or 4 years.
Nah, I'm going to keep
is
Rachel.
She here?
Yeah, there she is.
Hi. Yeah. Hey, Rachel. Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
And why Wisconsin? Why did you choose Wisconsin?
Well, we just kind of liked the culture that we found in Madison.
Oh, did you?
And this was a culture we wanted to learn in. So.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked our culture.
I do, yeah.
This ISIS kind of thing appeals to you? Or?
Yeah.
I wanted some terrorism
training.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so,
it's a good place to preach, really, when you're surrounded by terrorists.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's great to have you here, Rob. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks.
And how long have you guys been married, did you say?
We got married New Year's Eve, so just about 2 months now.
Oh,
a little under it,
How's it going so far?
Well, she still lets me stay in the apartment, so I think I consider that a success.
First 2 months are the hardest.
Oh, that's good.
But the next, 30 years are a piece of cake.
Okay.
You can take my
word. We're on the downhill now.
Yeah, piece of cake. I mean, you know what? It's a no-brainer.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Very nice to meet you, Rob.
Yeah.
And someone out there will play along with you. That, you know, the quiz works.
Yeah.
Okay. And how does it work?
If somebody at home wants to play along, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WHA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, here it is. This is something you'd understand, Bitsy.
Okay.
It's actually a Canadian question, but don't answer it.
Oh, no.
Sometimes do.
I'm not Canadian.
Huh?
I'm not Canadian.
You don't have the person out there to qualify to play with you. I don't apologize for not being Canadian. You never have to.
I'm not apologizing.
Okay, well, then don't not apologize. Just don't say anything about it. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
All right, in Canada, if you smother French fries with gravy and lumps of white cheese curd, what have you done is the question. What are you left with there? You smother French fries with gravy, lumps of white cheese curd. You got something there. What is it, I guess, is the question. Let's go to the phones right now. And did you give the number?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Then they must know it. Bob's on the line there from Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Just enjoying the 10-degree weather here in Columbus.
Oh, it's warm compared to us. Yeah. we're gonna flock there just for the weather. Bob, you know what happens if you smother French fries with gravy and lumps of white cheese curd? What you got?
Well, you got a big mess on your hands. I know that. You're going to need a fries.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what it's called, though, Bob. We're looking for the generic term for it up in Canada, eh?
It's probably French, isn't it?
Oh, I bet it is, yeah.
I'm sorry, let's give it to the
I can't go through every French word here, though, Bob. Thanks for trying. No, good talking to you.
Ditch.
Okay, bye. Annie's also in Columbus. Hey, Annie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How's your day starting off? Pretty good?
Pretty awesome, yeah. Just got back from the gym. Endorphins are flowing.
You got back from endorphins? What? Your endorphins are swelling? I didn't... What did you say?
Just got back from the gym, so my endorphins are flowing.
Oh, your endorphins are slowing. You're back from the gym. What sort of workout do you do, Annie?
Cycling.
Oh, cycling. So that's, yeah, that's good. How long do you have to do that in one of those gym things?
It's an hour class.
Hour class? Yeah.
Yes.
Does it get longer the more you do it or shorter?
Shorter.
Yeah. And are you? What are you building up there exactly? Your something or others?
The quads, I think.
Oh, your quads. And how are they doing so far?
Yeah, they're getting there.
Quads. Are there four of them?
Good question.
Okay. Anyway, Annie, I don't exercise, can you tell? If you smother French fries with gravy and lumps of white cheese curried up in Canada, what have you got there?
Oh, they're famous curd fries.
Yeah. What are they called there, hey?
A curded deliciousness.
Nice try. Talk to you. Relax those quads now. You can relax. Melinda's in Chattanooga. Hey, Melinda.
Hey.
You know the answer to this, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Just lay it right on us then, Melinda.
It's a poop. I don't know how to pronounce it right.
Go ahead. Poutine. I don't either.
Poutine or poutine?
Yes, that's it. Poutine or poutine or poutine.
Poutine?
Poutine. Poutine. Have you had it, Melinda?
No, I haven't.
No. Sounds good, though. So it definitely would work in Wisconsin. I know you can get it at high-end places here or anywhere in Canada. Okay, Melinda, and what do we catch you doing this morning? Anything in particular? You getting ready for something?
I'm driving a taxi.
Oh, you're driving a taxi. Wow. Is this going to interfere with your net intake today?
Hopefully not.
No. Okay. Are you waiting on a call right now? Or?
No, I just pulled into the airport here in Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah. Is there a flight expected soon?
No, probably about an hour.
Okay, so we got time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Melinda, this is Rob.
Hey, Melinda.
Hi, Rob.
Rob, Melinda, anything else you want to say?
No? How are you doing? Nope.
I'm doing well.
Want to say something spiritual to her, see if it works?
I'm all right. Yeah. I'm all out of spiritual quotes right now.
Okay. He's here in a spiritual internship, or what do you call it, spiritual? What's the word?
That works. Yeah. I mean, I would call it a church planting internship, but you can call it spiritual.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah. All right, the two of you are a team right now, Melinda and Rob. You work together. It's not competitive because we are in Madison. And what? We have categories and all that sort of stuff. Got to have categories.
But we do, and they are currently...
We try not to stereotype, but we do have categories.
They are categories, yes, and they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Melinda, let's pick the first one. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay. Is that in your way? No, it's good. It's okay. Just kick it out of the way. Odds and ends. Oh, this is a dog question. We're having a guy on. You know, the guy who... bathed his dog, his older dog, who was kind of could hardly move, up near Bayfield, you know, and went viral with a picture. So he's going to be on with us later, next hour. He's got a new dog. His dog died, of course. We got a new dog. So they're all dog questions now, odds and ends. Anyhow, here's the question. Scratching or good girl is the question. What would a dog actually prefer to hear? Or prefer, what part of, you know, as far as getting any sort of response from an owner, would the dog prefer scratching, you know, like behind an ear, what have you, or a good girl, assuming it's a girl?
Hmm.
This was tested on dogs, this answer, during a girl's night out.
Oh, yeah.
A drunken girl's night out with
them dogs,
yes.
Can they help us?
No, they cannot help you, no. Man. Scratching or good girl, what would a dog really respond to like the most?
I'm thinking scratching.
Petting, scratching, you know, same thing. They call it petting, but really it's scratching mostly.
Okay, I'll agree.
With what?
Scratching.
Oh, yeah, scratching.
Scratching.
Yeah,
all
right. Are you kidding? It's not, you know, if you have a dog, you know. You know. Good girl is condescending to dogs, you know.
Especially stereotyping as well.
And stereotyping.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Thank you.
The categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Rob?
Things you should have learned in school.
Learned you should have learned. Okay, here it is. The main cause of the Black Death. This is actually new. This is something you should be learning right now in the Black Death, you know. In Europe in the 14th century, was it actually rats, cats, or gerbils? This would be the carrier for the Black Death in Europe. 14th century, cats, rats, gerbils. Melinda, Rob, talk it over.
I'm feeling...
I thought it was fleas.
Fleas? Yeah, it probably was something, but on one of these animals, I imagine.
I would think it's rats.
I'm feeling gerbils.
You're feeling gerbils?
Yeah. Well,
can
not
we
feeling
that?
I'm thinking that.
Okay. He's feeling gerbils. Melinda, are you feeling gerbils or are you still feeling rats?
I think it's rats. I don't
That's what we thought for many years. I'll say that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But Rob here, he's feeling gerbils.
All right, if that's what you think it is, I'll take a chance.
I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying that you feel that, right?
Let's go with rats.
What?
No.
You're no longer feeling gerbils? I thought it was so
nice. I'm just going to stick with gerbils and see what happens here.
Is that okay with you, Melinda?
Sure.
Yeah, gerbils. They now say it was gerbils. So that would be...
That's two right and zero wrong.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And hot streak.
The categories left are current events, people, places, or science.
Okay, Melinda?
How about current events?
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. The biggest thing ever found, they found. And it's 875 million years old, so they should have found it before now, you would think.
Wow.
It's a black hole. And the biggest thing ever measured or inferred in space. And I want to know, how much does this black hole weigh? You probably read about it, so you probably should have the answer right on the tip of your tongues. In terms of suns, it weighs as much as how many of our suns? This was in the news everywhere. You probably should have just seen this in the news.
I probably should have seen it in the news, but I've been driving the taxi too much, I guess.
Well, you're sitting there now. Don't you got your paper open? There must be right. I bet it's right on the front page of the Chattanooga. What's the paper down there?
Oh, it's Chattanooga Times Free Press.
Yeah, that one. Probably front page.
Let me see if I have one in the taxi.
Yeah, you got it. You should have one. I drove taxi for a while. I always had a paper. Turn off the radio, read the paper. Drive taxi. Know all about it.
I don't know. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
How many? All right, I'll tell you. It's in terms of billions of our suns. If you can tell me how many billions of our suns, I'll let you have this one. Talk it over. You didn't see this in the?
No, I didn't.
Because this is kind of spiritual thing.
Maybe.
Meaningful in a spiritual sense. Yeah. Cosmic, spiritual.
Let's go with 12.
Where did you get that from?
Is that you? I was just thinking about
donuts. I'm not revealing my sources.
Thinking about what?
Donuts. So yeah, I'll go with that.
Oh, you are a taxi driver. Okay. All right, I don't know how you got it, but 12 billion is right. It weighs as much as 12 billion suns. And how much does the sun weigh? I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
The sun weighs 4.4 with 30 zeros pounds. So multiply that times 12 billion, and you get... I didn't work it out myself because I was an English major. So they won, haven't they?
They have, in fact, won, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Should they stop?
That is up to them. They could stop and get some prizes, or they could risk it all in the hopes of winning the quote-unquote mother load.
Well, the quote-unquote hope...
Melinda, what are you thinking?
I'll say let's go for it.
Go for it.
That's
okay,
what I was thinking.
Right.
Let's do it.
Lose everything. We have a few categories left here. What are
we? We do people, places, or science.
People, places, or science. This is for all the marbles.
Places.
I don't know.
Places. Okay. It could be anywhere. Yes, it is. Okay. A British woman would most like to be an author.
in a recent poll. A British man would most like to be one of the following: an investment banker, a dustbin man, or a Formula One driver. British man.
What does this have to do with places?
They're in Britain.
Just Britain?
They're
okay,
in Britain.
Okay, okay.
What do you mean?
I mean, I was thinking
Britain
more.
Is not a place.
Don't tick him off.
I'm sorry. I get a little upset about things more than I should.
What were the options again?
Hormones.
Is it menopause?
Yeah, post-menopause. There it is. Mental pause, we call it. All right. Is it a British man? Most likely to be an investment banker, a dustbin man, which is a garbage man in our terms, or a Formula One driver?
Oh, I don't know.
British guy. Come on. It's no-brainer.
What?
British guy. Come on.
Formula One driver?
Formula One driver is right.
That's right.
Rob, for surprising facts about presidential libraries or memos involving trucker incontinence, turn to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from source books. And then discover every vibrant aspect of your personality with Color Astrology, What Your Birthday Color Says About You, by renowned astrologer Michelle Bernhardt from Quirk Books. Spice up your... These are not appropriate gifts for you. Spice up your stitch life with Trixie Von Pearl's Knit Your Own Kama Sutra, 12 Playful Projects for Naughty Knitters, with precisely detailed instructions and full-color photographs from Harper Designs, and get serious with Edward Tenner's Our Own Devices, How Technology Remakes Humanity from Vintage Books. Melinda, you'll add What Do You Know audience enthusiasm to your mornings with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend Coffee, and banish afternoon cares with Costa Rican Terra Sue from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. We know beans about coffee. Then show that your dog loves America with a patriotic stoop and scoop pouch that attaches to a leash from Stellaware.com. Enjoy cartoon brilliance with Timothy Lockley's on Facebook. Everyone knows you're a dog. We have a dog theme going on today from the Mary Blacksmith Press. Yeah. And continue the fun playing What Do You Know, the party game, including contestants, audience cards, questions, and the canine-friendly Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing. Congratulations to you both.
Well done. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Nice quiz out there. Get this, all this stuff home with you now. You'll be happy.
So if you think you've listened to Michael the longest, let us know. You can submit your entry to What Do You Know's longest listener contest at notmuch.com. Just go to our contact page and send us your story in video form or however you like with the subject line contest. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI. That's Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international, and this is PRI, Public Radio International.
Personal.
Yeah. Can you dance to it?
Well, it says something about you. I'd give it an 89.
Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. And this hour of What Do You Know, we catch up with the internet's best dog owner. That's John Unger. Plus, thanks for the memos, all the news that is, and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's decided to donate his body to math, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got a wonderful audience here. Give yourselves a big round of applause, because that always works. So, okay, you're not here just for the heat, are you? The fact that we have heat. And it's a little easier than sleeping on a grate or something. I'm not saying that's your case. Well, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners, because memos have never perished from the earth. And listeners are still there, too. Okay. This one is, I don't know where this is from. It says, please keep me anonymous. I can do that. Okay, well, here it is anyhow. It's a case of a first aid kit misuse. It reads as follows. All. I love it when they do all, don't you? Makes you feel good. All, comma. Recently we experienced a minor first aid incident when an employee was struck by the first aid kit.
that was improperly stored on top of the refrigerator. The root cause was that the kit was not properly mounted to the wall as it should have been. After an inspection of the first aid kit, it was found that it was not properly stocked with proper first aid items for office use. As of today, we have a properly stocked first aid kit for office use and it is properly mounted on the wall in the first floor employee break room next to the storage cabinet. We will not be stocking the first aid kit with pain relievers, cold tablets, aspirin, or any other over-the-counter medications. Below is a picture of the location of the first aid kit. Should you require any of these types of items, please feel free to bring them from home. Should you have any questions regarding the first use, regarding the use of the first aid kit, please feel free to contact me. Thank you very much. And thank you for sending this memo. There you have it. Injury by first aid kit due to improper storage. Okay, it wasn't much, but that's what we got. And where can they send these memos? And
they can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or if they go to notmuch.com, they can post it there.
Okay.
They can mail them in, too, if they want to.
Yeah. And other communications?
Yes.
As well? Of
yes.
Any sorts, if you have things on your mind or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just vague ranting.
Yes.
Yep.
Or if you're incarcerated and you need someone to write to.
Yeah.
We get a lot of those, too.
Yeah. And the address for those kind of missives would be 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know?
You undoubtedly have seen the picture of John Unger with his dog, Shep, in Lake Superior. It was photographed by someone, and Hannah Stonehouse, actually. And his dog was so arthritic and so old that it really couldn't do anything on land. So he would just take it in Lake Superior and walk with it. And the picture, I'm sure you've seen it. I don't know if I actually copied that. I think I did. Those of you here can see it. And then I forgot to bring it. Okay. Anyhow, it's a classic picture. You've seen him with his dog, which is kind of I'm not sure what kind of dog it was, a Shep. And a collie, I believe, and just bathing the dog and walking with it. For hours, sometimes he would do it in the bay at Lake Superior, that Bayfield. And the dog passed on. And the reason for bringing this up at all is that he's got a new dog now, a new puppy. And I was sort of in a similar situation. My dog never went viral, my Puggle. But I lost my Puggle and little Tina. And it was a shock, actually. And I got a new dog now who is absolutely killing me, biting me. I have lacerations, tore my ear out here, actually.
Poked you in the eye.
Poked me in the eye, had a bloody eye going into Phoenix, and you know, burst something in my eyeball. But it's wonderful to have a dog again. John Unger is on the line from Bayfield. Hi, John. How are you?
Well, hello, Michael. I'm just fine. How are you today?
I'm fine. How did you survive all the viral attention and all that with your dog? That was pretty intense.
It was very intense.
Yeah.
And it's starting all over again. And it's a wonderful experience and gift that has happened.
Yeah, yeah. How old was Shep?
Well, because I rescued him at age estimated at about 2 to 3 years old, he could have been anywhere 19, 20, 21, somewhere in there.
How is that even possible?
Well, good genetics. Good genetics.
I guess so. And what was he, a collie? Or?
No. Shepherd mix.
Shepherd mix.
Rightly know anything other than the shepherd.
Uh-huh. Well, that's amazing. And the two of you, I guess we could say we're close.
Very close. He did a lot for me, and I could only reciprocate.
Yeah. What did he do for you, John?
Well, back in the 90s, I was going through a severe depression.
Ah.
And at that time, we lived in Milwaukee.
Oh.
And it wasn't anything that I thought about, but one day, I don't mean to bring your wonderful audience down by this, but I thought about suicide.
Ah.
And Shep happened to be with me, and we were on the lakefront of Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the throes of a severe depression. I looked down at him, just as basically I was going to do it. And he gave me a look that literally that instant, the look he gave me, I've never seen before. I've never seen after that day, but it snapped me clear out of it, as in, what are you doing, buddy? What are you doing? So from that day on was a healing process that he helped immensely. And luckily, I got through it, and we became even closer. And all I could do from that day on was take the best care of him that I could.
Yeah. Isn't that, that's really an amazing story. I've had dogs that made me want to kill myself, but it's a little bit different.
Well, I heard you talking about your Puggle, Tina.
Yeah,
and,
Puggle was very, she was cute.
Yeah, my new guy here, Bear, is 1 year old, and he is definitely still puppy. And he's about to kill me.
Yeah. Are you getting the biting, the scratching, the...
No, nothing like that. He just wants to play. He just wants to keep playing and play and play and play. And, you know, I haven't done too much exercise since Shep. And he was the reason that I got out in, you know, 4 walks a day at least and played and swam. And so I, you know, since the day I lost him, just been sitting around. And thankfully, Bear came along into my life. And we're out. And yesterday we visited the sea caves, the mainland sea caves here in Bayfield.
Mm-hmm.
And we just were out there for a couple hours. We walked probably, you know, 2 to 3 miles out on the ice. It was just a fabulous day.
Yeah. I say Bear is a very lucky dog.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And of course, you're a lucky guy too, but you're quite a guy.
Thanks.
John Unger. And I don't know, people sometimes, if they're not dog owners, I don't think they realize how meaningful that relationship is, you know, because you'd say things to your dog and share experiences with your dog that you don't share with any people, you know, because nobody.
Well, and that's what was part of the companionship between Shep and I.
Yeah,
that
of course.
I could talk to him when I'd just been talk to anybody else. So he was there, and it's a very important thing to realize. And more things are being, not to go off into another subject, but it's being realized with our soldiers who are having trouble.
Yeah, coming back.
It's coming back with the injuries, physical, mental, and it's getting more known. And in the public eye, but it's I for one can attest that a dog or even any kind of an animal in one's life who is going through something that they don't even understand sometimes is the way to go, and it is truly and can help. It is truly a remarkable thing, and it will only bring you closer to that animal and vice versa.
Yeah. Well, where else do you get unconditional acceptance? Where is the person that's always happy to see you?
Exactly. Unconditionally.
I'm still looking for her or him or whatever that would be, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's pretty unrequited, unending love, you know.
Unending love.
And I don't know. I think it is love. I don't know. I always ask my dogs, you know, your daddy loves you. You love your daddy, don't you? You know, I'm a little needy, you know, so I...
Well, that's all right.
It's okay. It's love.
And they understand that. Yeah. And what other...
You're not using me, are you? You know, if somebody is...
Maybe for...
You're just using me for kibble, you know, and then they feel kind of like shortchanged, you know.
Exactly.
I'm just a kibble outlet for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So I got my new puppy now is a little... I don't know what she is. She's supposed to be a Bigapoo.
Oh, very cool.
Which is what happens when you, it was on an Amish farm, I guess. It's what happens when you put a beagle and a poodle in the same barn. And the results are different, I think, every time. I've looked at different pictures of these animals, and they're entirely different. Mine looks like a little black sheep. So I don't know what was going on in the barn, tell you the truth. And she's just a ball of energy.
Yeah.
I mean, she runs around the house and sort of, we got to take her outside. I mean, I'm too old for this, frankly. But, but you know, I sort of got a dog right away after Tina, because Tina was like my only friend for, you know, suddenly I didn't have a friend and I was getting a little, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A little hard to admit, but, you know, I just, you know, all my other friends, I don't know, they got lives and stuff.
I think you have an audience of friends every week, Michael.
Yeah, that's true, but thank you very much. Thank you. It's true, but where are they at night when I need something to hold, you know? I call up audience members. I am keeping all your cards here, and I was, hi, Joe, Sedko, Surgeon Bay, engineer. Yeah, this is Michael Feldman. You were in my audience in last week's show. I wonder if you'd come over. I was feeling kind of down. Would you, though?
For sure.
Oh, Joe said he would. That's sweet. Okay. So, yeah, I know that's good. And Bear, do you find the same thing going on with Bear that you did with this dog that you're so close to?
Well, there's similarities.
Are there?
Definitely. Yeah. Just in terms of just personality.
Yeah.
He's pretty low-key. Mm-hmm. And not too excited unless he wants to play outside. Inside the house, he's very low-key.
Yeah.
And Shep was the same way. And he's also a winter dog, which Shep definitely was a winter dog.
Yeah.
In summer, he just wouldn't, kind of lethargic in winter. It wasn't his time. But once the cold weather set in, he became a different dog, and he became alive.
Yeah.
So.
You yourself were always described as like a Bayfield surfer. He's the guy Bayfield. Did you actually do any surfing up there in Bayfield?
Surfing, no.
No. Do they surf in Bayfield? I can't imagine on Lake Superior there'd be a lot of surfing.
Yeah, we'll get some horrendous nor'easters coming through.
Yeah.
But I don't think you want to be out there surfing.
No.
No.
So where did the surfing thing? Just your look kind of thing?
Well, I guess I'm not one to comment on that, I guess.
Okay. Well, you got the surfer look going anyhow, and that's because people always say, oh, yeah, the woman who got the dog for you said something like that. There's that surfer guy with the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever surf at all, John?
No. I would love to learn, but, my, you know, years of... career in entertainment, being a technician and roadie for rock bands.
Oh, are you? That's what you do. Okay, I was going to ask.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Up here, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And but
who did you roadie for?
Mainly the Bodines.
Oh, the Bodines. Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah.
You even know those guys.
I was their lighting director.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was fantastic, it was best years of my life besides with Shep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had to adjust that in Bayfield. Not a lot of touring bands probably come through.
Yeah, not a lot of bands in general, but yeah. I see the musicianship up here is second to none.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful musicians up here.
Yeah, art and music, really kind of a special place up there.
It's a wonderful place, and if you've never been up here, come on up because it is spectacular and it is it's very surprising. It's just at the top of Wisconsin. And people who've never been here, who come here for the first time, are absolutely amazed.
Yeah. And the ice caves.
And the ice caves. We have the islands. We have the orchards. We have Apple Fest here in Bayfield every fall. And it's a different way of life. It's a slower pace, and that's basically why I came up here, just to get out of the rat race. That I was involved in so many years, just for the quality of life is why I moved up here.
Right.
And, I'm not making a whole heck of a lot of money, but that's not why I came up here. I came up here for the quality of life, and it can't get any better than this.
And they have John Unger up there, too, Jim. Surfer dude, roadie, whatever you want to call him, great guy. John, nice to talk with you.
Hey, thank you so much, Michael. I'm a big fan. I was more nervous about this interview than any other, CNN, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's an
Good Morning America. That didn't bother you, huh?
No, that stuff doesn't bother me. This one, I was very nervous about.
You did well, John.
Well, I appreciate it. And hopefully someday I can look you in the eye and shake your hand and be in your audience.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll come up there. I'll meet you up there. Better idea.
Sounds good.
All right. John Unger, ladies and gentlemen, from Bayfield, Wisconsin. Got a new dog. Very cool guy. I like John Unger. All right there. And you talk about dogs. How many dogs you got now? Two, three? Two?
Two dogs. Yeah. Two big dogs, yeah.
Two big dogs, yeah. Everything going okay with your dogs?
Yeah.
And they sleep with you? They both sleep with you?
Yeah. Well, one of them gets off when I turn the light on.
I'm sorry.
Well, they both get up there, and then I usually read in bed for a while. And then when I turn the light off...
One gets down, I think.
Yeah, it gets down. Yeah. Gets off the bed. Gets off the bed.
That's all right.
Because he has his own couch.
Language is all we have, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which one is that? These are both big dogs, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both labs.
Both labs.
Yeah. So Harvard gets off and goes to his own
private... Harvard?
Harvard, yeah. His own private couch.
And Rex, the other one is what?
Rexy.
Yeah,
she stays up there and hogs the whole thing.
Okay. All right, let's go.
So, but you got to walk.
Is it a queen or a king?
It's a king.
Cool. Yeah. That works out.
Got to walk your dogs, though. You walk? Yeah, you've been walking?
And in Chicago, yeah, well, yeah. A little bit cold for that.
I'm hearing like maybe not.
Well, no. You know, she hasn't walked on a leash before, this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so, Rexy didn't either.
But so. She likes it, and yeah. It's like a straight line through the snowbanks and stuff. Yeah. You know, she's really just a ball of fire. And
got to tire him out.
She needs a younger.
Younger man?
Younger
man.
Oh,
come on. You still got plenty of
kibble
left in you.
Oh, I got some vim and some vinegar, but I don't know. Okay. So this song here.
Well, Leonard Nimoy died this week.
Yeah.
You know, Spock. So we thought we'd...
And you know, I've never seen more, I'm on Twitter quite a bit. More response to, it was huge. His death. People really were totally into Leonard Nimoy. And
so I was never
amazing.
A Trekkie, but we'll resurrect the theme from Star Trek.
It's the theme from Star Trek for Leonard Nimoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Tough act to follow. I used to do that, too. I used to do a quiz show on the phone and tape it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Jeff was talking about you know that. People at home probably know. You're talking about tape recording, playing tape recordings over the phone.
Yes.
Yeah. But I used to give away pints of Boy Blue ice cream because there was a radio station give away Boy Blue ice cream and stuff. So I would pick people randomly out of the phone book and then ask them the capital of Czechoslovakia, something like that. And if they got it right, I'd say, well, you won a quart of Boy Blue ice cream. And they'd be so happy. They never
just
got
like
it,
this
but
show.
The important thing is winning, not the getting. And now I'm doing that for a living.
Is that a true
people
story?
People still don't get their prizes.
What? They didn't get their prizes.
No.
I'm saying it's the winning, not the prize
getting.
Oh, yeah, getting.
It's the winning that's the most important part.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the journey, exactly right. We got the littlest listener now. We're going to do a new contest now, and you win the littlest listener contest. Hi, what's your name? What's his name?
Her name is Scout.
What?
Scout.
Scout. Hi, Scout. How are you? That's my microphone. Can you make any sounds? You can grab it if you want. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. That's the windscreen. You like that? Maybe we'll go into radio first. And Scout is how old?
She's 9 months.
9 months. You know you're at a radio show. You should say something.
She was being noisy earlier.
Yes, were you? Did they have to take you out? Yeah? You like the windscreen. I could leave that with you if you want. I don't really need it. I don't spit that much. Nice to meet you, Scout. Very sweet. And the parents are?
Joe.
Joe and
Shay.
And are you guys from town here? Or?
Yeah. Madison, yeah.
Yep.
Wonderful. You're first?
Yes.
Nice start.
Thanks.
Very promising start. Little Scout. All right. Now, this is a good mustache.
Thank you.
Does that take a lot of work?
When I have soup, it's quite a strain.
Have you said that before? Now, you know, All right, now look back here. Is this mustache day or something? Mustache and beard day. Yours is good. Do you ever compete with your mustache?
No, this is. I've had this since I'm 17. I just never shaved it.
You had that when you were 17?
I started it, yes.
Did it get that far when you were 17? I remember my 17-year-old mustache. It was a bit of an embarrassment.
No, but the time I was...
Stand up, because they don't know what I'm talking about. Look, this is a good one. It's a start. What would you call that kind?
I don't know. It gets on wildly, and people kind of look... It's uneven, and it throws people off.
Oh, it is. It's a little more on the left.
Yeah, yeah. In negotiations, it kind of throws people off.
Is that on purpose?
It's... Yes, it's just...
Are you a lawyer or something?
I am, but I don't practice law.
Okay. But you negotiate things?
Yes.
Okay, and they're staring at your mustache, and they lose track of what they're arguing.
Throws them off, definitely. Okay. And it's memorable, because I've been recognized by taxi cab drivers 2 years after I've been in a city.
Yeah.
They say, I had you.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. And your name is?
Lewis Stern.
Lewis Stern. I'm going to remember that I had you. In my audience, Lewis Stern, ladies and gentlemen, but this is good. All right, but we're not done. For some reason. All right, that's good. Now, this is good. I like this. I'm not saying, you've got the full thing going here. Now, this is, what would you call describe this beard mustache combo as?
Wild.
Wild man.
Yeah.
Got the wild man beard going on there. And then, but this takes years of cultivation and trimming, doesn't it?
Well, this is only about a little over a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Before that, you were clean shaven?
Yep.
What happened?
Got lazy. Retired.
Yeah. But there must have been some epiphany that you had in your life. Said, grow a beard and go out amongst the people.
Well, I'm losing it up here, so I decided to put it on down here.
Okay. I love that explanation. That's simple and it's true.
That's right.
And you are?
Craig Mitkus.
Craig, what did you retire from?
I was a chief landscape architect for the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Holy cow. That's a big job.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
And you, those little huts that they have all over Illinois, are those part of landscaping where they put tools in? You know those little things, like little quants, but they're domes.
All filled with salt. Road salt.
Salt? That's salt?
Yeah.
Thank you for answering a question that has plagued me for years.
What are
all those little domes doing in Illinois?
You can sleep tonight now.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Nice
like the beard.
But
oh, wait, we're not done yet. All right, this is going to be hard to beat. You know you're hard to beat. Can I step here if you would? You are?
Greg.
This is like the best I've ever seen, I think.
Really?
Yeah. How long have you had your...
Do you get out much?
No, I don't. Not around guys like you so much.
Oh, well, you know.
It's cool, though. And this, how long have you had this mustache?
Jeez, I don't know. I cut these things off, grow a beard, grow a mustache, say... 3-4 years.
So you got a knack for it.
I just don't really like to shave.
Well, you really don't like to shave. This is a beauty, though, isn't it? This is what do they call this style? That's where it actually your mustache actually becomes a beard.
You can call it whatever you want, a beard, a mustache, you know. I just let it go and blow in the wind. It feels good.
I'm trying to see what your shirt says here.
No, it's just a shirt I picked up at a scuba show.
Are you like a biker or something?
Oh, I had a motorcycle, but I sold it and bought scuba gear about 35 years ago, and I'm retired, yeah. So, you know.
Seems to be a common explanation there. Does that interfere with a mask, though, if you're going to...
No, the mask goes on your eyes, not on your...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not over your mouth. Unless, of course, you're driving one of these, and that does cover your whole face.
Yeah. And what is that?
Well, it's an OTS. It's an underwater communication system.
Oh, yeah. And do you do that as well?
When I have the opportunity, yeah.
Because you're retired. Why not?
That's right.
Underwater
Absolutely.
Communication system.
Yeah, I don't do it here this time of year, but back home I do.
And back home is?
Southern California.
Southern California. Whereabouts?
Fullerton, about 5 miles north of Disneyland.
Yeah. Were you a surfer boy as a young man?
I tried it, but I was kind of small when I was younger, and back then the boards were the, 10, 12 footers, and dragging it to the water was a pain in the water. I enjoyed the ocean. That, in fact, if I moved here, that's the only thing I'd really miss besides friends and family.
And what did you retire from?
U.S. Postal Service. I was a carrier for 37 years.
Oh, yeah. Out there?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that. Thank you for your service. Great to have you here. Like the look. And so I should really start thinking about growing this out a little bit, but I don't know. There's so many things to think about now. I haven't got time to do it. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, you're looking good. What is your shirt?
It's just a monster.
Just a monster? What monster is that?
I have no clue. It's just a normal person. I don't really know.
Did someone give you the shirt?
I think I got it for Christmas.
Oh, yeah? But do you like monsters?
Yeah, I usually have them in my video games.
Yeah. What game are you playing now?
I play Minecraft. My brother got Destiny, and there's monsters in that.
Destiny?
Yeah.
Yeah. So does he let you play his game?
No.
Well, how come you know there's monsters in it then?
Because I watch it.
Oh, you watch him while he's playing it. Someday you think he'll let you use it?
Yeah, I'm going to make him.
How do you do that? He's bigger than you.
By paying him.
You have to pay your brother to use his game?
Well, that might be the easiest way.
Otherwise, you got to get really bigger and just, you know, push him around a little bit. You know,
yeah.
Nothing big, you know.
Yeah, or I could just tackle him, and then he'll give me the Xbox controller.
Yeah, tackle him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your brother's over here. Let me ask him how he would react to that. What's the best way to approach you about playing your game?
Usually ask, and I refuse.
Is there a certain point you think you might let him try it? Or?
No.
Because?
Mom won't let him.
No.
It's too advanced?
Sure. Yes.
Mature. I always love they say these games are mature audiences only. Yeah, it's, yeah.
And then
they're super awesome, and there's like aliens, and then he levels up and he gets supercharged, and then he can one hit everything.
Is that true?
Yes.
You can one hit everything? Super aliens?
It depends.
Yeah.
When you get supercharged. You have to get experience, what you get from killing monsters, and then you can choose different classes in it, and he chose a warlock.
What? Wrong one.
What'd you choose?
The hunter. Get it right.
He chose the hunter.
Uh-huh.
You must have been playing this on a sly time or something, because you know so much about it.
Well, I watch him a lot because I want to play it.
Yeah. Someday you'll let him do it. You go off to college and you leave a controller behind.
Yeah, he'll probably find a way.
And you are, big brother, you are?
Colin.
And little brother?
Ethan.
Okay, hang in there, Ethan. Your game, Minecraft, is very good, though, too, right?
Yeah. Because you get to build stuff, and when you get mods, then you can still shoot guns and kill all those aliens, too.
Okay, so there's a good side to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very nice to meet you. Nice to meet you as well. There you have it on all how to get, it's what Jeff does. It's exactly what Jeff, our bass player, does with all his time until, that's what he's doing until 2 in the morning. Jeff, our bass player, is trying to kill aliens and so he can one hit. What does that mean, to one hit, by the way?
Just with one shot, you can defeat the enemy.
One shot, you can defeat the enemy?
Yeah, so you don't have to waste the enemy.
That would be so nice if life were like Minecraft. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
What do you think about all this gaming? You game at all?
No. No.
You ever play any electronic games?
No, I haven't.
Not even Atari?
I think when Pac-Man first came out.
Pac-Man, okay. Have you stayed with it over the years?
No, I sure haven't.
Yeah. More of a bar thing to do in my day, you know, right?
Yeah.
Space Invaders, Pac-Man.
Yeah, I'm not.
10 or 12 beers and save the world, that seems to make sense.
Yeah, that's perfectly sense, yeah.
What are you doing now?
I'm retired.
Anyone still working in my audience? I wonder. I got one guy here, two, three. Okay, a few people. Yeah. Okay. Some of the young people are even retired in my audience. It's kind of unusual. What'd you retire from?
I was in heavy equipment sales and sold equipment and parts and service.
You ever get tired of the heavy and want to go to more light equipment?
No, but everything you touched was heavy. That's for sure. Yeah.
When does regular equipment get heavy? And what weight?
About 100 pounds or more.
So everything really is heavy equipment.
Yeah.
That's the stuff you're not supposed to operate when you're on drugs, right?
Yeah, that's what they tell us, yes. Yeah.
You've known it to happen, though? Okay, I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, I've seen that before, yes.
Do you still play with heavy equipment in your retirement?
Oh, whenever I get a chance. I have friends that still have equipment, so yeah. Always like
so
to be
around. What do you like to get on as a retired?
Oh, a dozer. Dozer or backhoes, either one.
Would you just go crazy on a dozer or something? Or?
Yeah, you can move a lot of dirt with a dozer.
I imagine. Yeah. But doesn't the neighbor complain or something? It's his yard that's getting moved?
Well, usually they want you to move it around when you're on their property. Yeah.
And your name is?
Wendell.
Wendell.
Fensterman.
Wendell Fensterman. Wendell, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Where are you from?
From Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Brooklyn, Wisconsin?
Yes, Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Brooklyn, Wisconsin, which is the original Brooklyn. A lot of people know that. They think the one in New York came first. Not true. Okay. Well, let's see. Who else can I bother? I'm just going to bother people randomly here. I do have some cards here that I didn't look through. What is this?
Card schmards.
Yeah, card schmards. You're right. Okay. That's just, you know, I'm going to wander through because they think they're safe in the center. Let's see.
You should get some of those center dwellers.
Huh? Center dwellers. What do you think? This row here? Down here? Okay. Center dwellers. I'll should I skip you?
No, but yes, skip me, but don't skip him.
Don't skip you. Okay. Hi.
Well, I didn't agree to that, though.
So. Your card was just flew on the stage, I'm told. But I'm sorry. What was on it?
On my card?
Yes.
A question.
Okay.
The question was, why does a mirror flip right and left and not up and down?
Why does a mirror flip up and down?
Mirror. A mirror.
A mirror flip.
Light and left and right, yeah. And why doesn't it flip up and down?
Okay, nice talking to you anyway. And I, is this like a philosophical question or is this a...
No, something that I...
Have you studied this?
I tried and I didn't get the answer. It's something that I... Not,
maybe it's not your field.
Well, it's supposed to, and that's actually my struggle.
Oh, what's your field?
Physics.
You're in physics and you don't know why a mirror flips one way?
I can't explain it. I cannot explain it.
Yeah. It has something to do with planes of where we see things in our brain, the planes in our brain. We see things in that vertical orientation, that's all.
Well, each time I ask the question, whatever people answer becomes even more confusing.
But it's your field. You should be providing the answers, not asking the question.
But it's also a good example how I not know much.
Well, you're in the right place. Sorry, we would turn it. Let me just sit down here for a second. Do you mind if I move your coat here? I don't want to. All right. So what sort of physics are you in?
Just applied physics, very general. Yes. The non-calculus physics.
Okay. All the stuff you don't have no math for.
Yeah, and it still doesn't work.
And so do you study, what in particular do you study?
I'm trying to communicate with students in the technical college.
Right.
And I hope every day when I go there that they do not ask me this type of questions.
Yeah. So you're just trying to avoid learning anything?
Not to confuse them more than they actually are already.
But have you done research?
Yes.
Was it in this area of mirror reflection?
Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere. And who did you do this for? This was a government thing?
Yes.
Okay. Military?
Well, sometimes...
A military application?
The money came from the military, yes. But it was from the health sciences institution.
Okay. Under the guise of health sciences?
Yes.
All right, and we're talking about reflection on a we could say a vertical plane as opposed to why it doesn't flip horizontally.
Yes.
And was that what your research was about, trying to discover that?
No, this was just a question that always came up and never ever a good answer that people would understand.
Okay. Can you give me one that people wouldn't understand? Or wouldn't I understand it?
You wouldn't understand.
Like, why does a weld work? That's what you're doing. Why does a weld work?
Well, a question that everybody understands, I think, is that when it's hot, you want to get away from it because it radiates heat.
Okay. Well, okay, I guess we're not going to release any classified information here. But in the military, what were you doing? I mean, when this the stuff you're researching was involving what?
Surgery of the retina with laser radiation.
Surgery?
Of the retina.
Of the retina.
Detached retina with laser welding.
Oh, cool.
That's all.
That work?
It's now a procedure that everybody understands and uses in the, you know, in the specialty.
Yeah, excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And your name is?
Wolfram Weinberg.
Very nice to meet you, sir. See, now we arrived at something. Wolfgang, very nice to meet you. Don't worry about the mirror thing. It'll drive you crazy. It'll drive you crazy. There's no real answer for it. Do you have an answer for that, Wyatt?
I'm sorry, answer for?
Why in a mirror it reverses you this way, but not this way. It doesn't flip you.
No, I was really, really thinking about it hard. I'm actually in IT, so I couldn't come up with it.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Yeah, okay. Anyone here with an answer for why the mirror flip problem is a problem?
I think it's the other side of a black hole, and it's something related to that.
As well as this mirror flip?
No, I have no clue.
Mirror flip?
No.
Mirror flip?
No.
Anything else that puzzles you of that nature?
A lot of things puzzle me.
Yeah. Anything here we can help you with? Because we're making great strides in many fields.
Well, when I have a problem, I have to ask my daughter here.
Yeah.
See, she would have the answer because she's a college student.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like a college student has the answer. They're just a bottomless pit of need. I don't know if they have any answers. What field are you in?
I'm majoring in physics and math.
All right, come on. And you have nothing to say about the mirror problem?
Not really.
Is it something that you want to look into now that kind of piques your interest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great, yeah. What, has she helped you with problems in physics and math?
Yes, she has to help me run my phone and program my VCR and all kinds of things. So.
And you are?
Tina.
Tina, and you're?
Mackenzie.
Okay, Tina and Mackenzie. And then from what?
From Pound.
You're from Pound?
Pound, yes.
Pound, Wisconsin?
Yes.
I know I've been there, but where is it?
It's 40 miles north of Green Bay, just south of Crevitz.
Oh, south of Crevitz. Okay. I can't remember why I've been in Crevitz, but I've been in Crevitz.
Crevitz,
yeah. It was Crevitz when I was there, but not. I tried to modernize it a little bit. Anyone else here want to get on the mirror flip question?
Never even occurred to me to think of that. So.
It's interesting.
That is interesting. I've thought about it, but I haven't come up with an answer yet either.
Have you tossed it around? No? Okay. Anyone else here? Mirror problem? Yes. Here we go.
Lots of classes for gifted kids, they have projects with kaleidoscopes. And so I've often wondered what that leads to. So,
does that have anything to do with what we're talking about? Or just... I remember in the 60s what it led to. You know, it led to the next bowl, you know. Okay. It leads to Wolfgang. You end up being Wolfgang if enough kaleidoscopes. Anything you want to add to that?
Not a thing.
I see you're with the fabulous 40-plus women social group, and your name is Anne, whereas I see your name is Mary.
Yes, that's right.
Are you with the fabulous 40-plus?
Bed, yep.
What is that?
A meetup.
It's a meetup.
Meetup?
It's like an online group.
Oh, a meetup.
Yes, a bunch of old ladies just get together and come to see you.
It's a sad social group. Oh, old ladies.
Not as bad as the dog trainers.
Well, I don't know what it is. This is it. You meet, so you never met before?
Some of us have.
Some of us know each other. Yeah.
Every week or so, we do things, different things.
Different things?
Go out to eat or go to movies. Or
take trips. We take trips.
Well, where do you go?
Travel Diva. I am going with this group to Scandinavia this summer. Oh. On,
right?
Yeah. Six or seven countries. I don't. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Where they are, or Scandinavia?
Finland, Denmark, and could use some help with the Danish. Sweden, Germany, Russia, maybe. They say if it's not safe, we're going to go somewhere else. Yeah. Estonia. We fly to Amsterdam. That should be interesting.
Latvia as well?
No, we don't have Latvia. Maybe that'll be the substitute for Russia if it's not safe. Yeah.
Nicest time of year. I don't know. I've never been there. You want some Danish? I'll get you some tips here. Where should they go in Denmark? Because we do happen to have an expert here in that. Maya, is it Maya? Yes, yes. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
Where should they go? I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, goodness, Copenhagen, there's a lot to see.
Copenhagen?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a pretty tiny country, and you know, it's about a third of the size of Wisconsin, so you can get around pretty quickly. And
they're not from there, so they... What should they? What sort of things would you think they'd like? It's a 40-plus club.
I would say Tivoli is like an amusement park. I think that would be a nice place to go.
In
yes, that's in Copenhagen, yep. They do little canal tours on the water, too, in Copenhagen, which are pretty nice. So there's some museums and the statue of the Little Mermaid. It's pretty cool, too, yeah. So. Oh, yeah, the beer, of course. Yeah, you should have some beer, too. Yeah.
Some tips for them. Yeah. Thank you, dear. Appreciate it. Very nice to meet you. Okay. Things are working out here. We almost solved the mirror question. Hiya, dear. Okay, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. Now that you have all that background knowledge, that should be an immense asset towards what? Did you want to play?
Yes.
Well, come on, then. Come on. Don't be shy. Usually I have to pull teeth to get someone to come up, and you want to do it? I'm glad to help. If, of course, you qualify. It's very simple to qualify. No one never has not qualified.
Oh, good.
How are you?
I'm good.
And you are?
I'm Colleen Denzel.
Colleen, are you from around here? Or?
I'm from New London.
From New London? Yeah, very nice, New London. I know New London. And what do you do these days?
I sell health insurance.
Health insurance. Good business to be in.
Yep.
Colleen, give me one good reason why you should play this quiz.
It's my 25th birthday.
I've had a couple of those. Come on, Colleen. I love having 25th birthdays. 25th birthday. I'm trying to remember. What did I do? I think I got divorced on my 25th birthday. Hey, okay. Pretty close. Anyhow, I have a seat there. That's significant, isn't it?
I am a quarter of a century old.
Yeah, I know. My daughter will be 24, and so she's really freaking out about her 25th. And I said, yeah, these are the best years of your life. You know, the typical things that parents say, you know, but it's true, actually. So it's great. What are you doing to celebrate?
We went out last night, and boy, are the bars now very loud.
Yeah, too loud for you, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So, are we drinking in a library or something like that? Bring a bottle in with
maybe.
You?
Maybe. That would be a better fit. I have a BA in English, so we should do that tonight, maybe.
Yeah, bring some booze and drink in a library. If you don't like loud sounds. All right, very good. And so that's what's happening tonight?
Yes.
The library drinking? It's been a while since you've been in the bars, huh? You're not used to it.
Yeah, well, the bars in New London, there's like 10, and I'm always the youngest one there, so.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though. You get a lot of attention, I bet. Not the kind you want, necessarily. Okay. Colleen, someone out there calls and plays along with you. And what's that number again?
It's 1-800-942-5669.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
I hope it's a wonderful one. Okay, Americans are green with envy, but it's not true around the world. We want to know what country are people yellow with envy? There's a country in the world where they speak of not being green with envy, but being yellow with envy. It's in Europe, I'll tell you that. Okay? Where are you yellow with envy? You know, give us a call here at, what's that again?
1-800-942-5669.
Okay, you got it memorized now.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take long.
Mm-hmm.
John's on the line from Benton, Arkansas. Hey, John.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. The weather pretty good in Arkansas, I bet, huh?
Yeah, it's much better than where it is there.
Yeah. How high will it be today?
We're going to get up to, like, 42, I believe.
42. Boy, that seems unattainable. John, Americans are green with envy. Somewhere in Europe, people are yellow with envy. They talk about envy. You know where that would be?
Yellow with envy. Can I get any kind of hint, maybe?
No. Not that many countries in Europe.
No.
Can't be more than a dozen, I think. I don't know.
Germany?
Germany is right. Holy cow.
Oh.
I am yellow with envy over your answer, John.
very insightful for no particular reason. And John, this is Colleen.
Hi. Hi, Colleen.
And you are partners now. Are we catch you at a busy time, John?
Not anymore.
Yeah. What were you doing?
I was driving to work.
Oh, driving to work? Put that off, John.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. They can. Yeah.
Pull over. They'll get along with them. Where do you work?
I work for a rent-to-own company.
A what?
A rent-to-own company, like Rent-A-Center.
Oh, yeah, that can wait.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to rent it and they'll own it eventually anyhow.
Exactly, right?
Exactly. What time do you have to be there?
Here in about 40 minutes, so I got plenty of time.
But your travel time is about 20 minutes from there, right?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. Okay, pull over in a safe locale.
Oh, yeah, we're safe right now.
Okay, good. John and Colleen, you are a team. You work together with various categories, don't we, Bitsy?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, John, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Go with odds and ends.
Odds and ends, it is. Okay, another dog question. Odds and ends are all dogs today. I can't help it. Can your dog read your face? In other words, can your dog tell your emotions? Or not? Are they just faking it when they do this little head turn thing, you know?
Well, I'd like to say yes.
You'd like to say yes? John, would you like to say yes?
Yeah, I'll go with Colleen.
Yes, they can. They tested this, and they can certainly tell when they're good and when they're bad. So that would be...
That's one right and zero wrong.
You have a dog, Colleen?
I do not.
No, but you
I
want
have
one,
a fish.
No? You have a fish? Can they tell when you're happy?
I don't think so.
All right, that's one right. And what's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
All right, back to you, Colleen.
Current events.
Current events right out of the news. Maybe not. Okay, this is Google has a thing called DeepMind, artificial intelligence, and it made some big strides recently. And here's the question. What huge leap of thinking has Google's DeepMind AI, artificial intelligence, made? It made all the news recently. It's about, I can't tell what it's about. That would be the answer. about the strides that this DeepMind artificial intelligence has made. It's made a big leap for artificial intelligence. Any idea what that was, or did you see that in the news? Or
I have not. Maybe I haven't been reading the news lately.
Okay.
Yeah, I listen to NPR constantly. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right. Well, I guess you didn't see it. They play Atari games now.
Oh.
Yeah, they can play and win, and not at all. They can't win at all of them, but they win out of a third of them so far. And they actually can invent the games themselves before they play them, just by using an algorithm.
Wow.
But then they can play, like, you know, Space Invaders.
Wait, so they make their own games, but they can't even win at them?
Yeah. Good point, John. That's why it'll never take our places. Good point. That's a very good point, John. I really appreciate that. So that would be...
That's one right and one wrong.
Yeah, it's too bad you lose after making a good point like that. But, okay, one and one. You'll come back. What's left?
People, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
John, back to you.
Things you should have learned in school.
And then, you know, they're only up to Atari, too. That's not so impressive, really, if you think about
right?
it.
Right?
Yeah. School, okay. Benjamin Franklin said the strategic location of the elbow is proof that God desires us to what?
Really?
You should have learned this in school. Maybe they didn't teach this one.
What school do you go to?
Yes. All right, now number one, let's remember this is Benjamin Franklin. You know, Benjamin Franklin, pretty out there guy. Benjamin Franklin said the strategic location of the elbow is proof that God desires us to what?
Drink.
John?
I'll go with that.
Yeah, do drink, definitely. It was Ben Franklin. That was Ben Franklin. He wasn't afraid to, and that would be...
Two right and one wrong, and the categories left are people, places, or science.
People, places, or science.
People.
People, okay, kind of survey results, okay. All righty. Americans, do they regret lost love or lost money more? We regret both, I'm sure. But which do they regret more, lost love
or lost money?
I'm going with money.
You're going with money? Based on personal experience, John? Or?
Yeah.
Colleen, what do you think?
I'm also leaning towards money.
Well, then you're also right. Congratulations.
Colleen, find out where Michael was working for $1.50 an hour. Oops. Find out where Michael was working $1.50 an hour in 1965 in something I said, Innuendo and Out the Other by Michael Feldman.
Auto Parts and Service Company.
Well, don't give it away. She's got to read the book, including the CD My Life the Musical, lyrics by Michael Feldman, by John Seeger from Terrace Books. John, you've won an eye-catching tin filled with emergency Google Eyes in assorted sizes because you never know when something might need a little personification from Archie McPhee. And both of you will get ridiculous riddles, baffling brain teasers, perplexing puzzles, as well as good nutrition with the Wonderland Eat Me Fruit and Nut Bar from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. And be glad you're not dying in 19th century Paris when you listen to the CD What Do You Know About Chopin with Sanitarium Grade Liner Notes by Michael Feldman from Nimbus Records. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks for playing. It came out all right on it. I'll celebrate that birthday in high school, okay?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
If you wish you could laugh with Michael every day, you can. Follow the What Do You Know Fun throughout the week on our Facebook page, at notmuch.com, or on the Twitters with at MyFeldman. And if you've been listening to What Do You Know for a long time, submit your entry to What Do You Know's...
It seems that way.
That's right. Submit your entry to What Do You Know's longest listener contest, and you might just win a trip for two to the show in Madison. Just go to our contact page on notmuch.com and send us your story with the subject line contest. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Megan Hannes, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Fader Riders, Aubrey Ralph, and Brad Kohlberg.
Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for listening at home. Join us here.
PRI, Public Radio International.